Motherhood, terrifying. Financial crisis describing the cost of necessities for a single child. Imagine tending for one on your own. How do you think you will be able to handle this? Well, my cousin was an individual that experienced this obstacle. She had her doubts and expressed them through emotion, but in all, she overcame it. Telling the story of her fear, but the strength she had, is my cousin Kimberly, and this is my podcast, and I'm Cindy Lynn Sheridan. Hope you enjoy.
A big challenge that I have, I believe today, have overcome and I'm still facing every day is being a mother. I became a mother at a young age when I found out when I was 19 years old. At that time I was attending college and also working part-time in a law firm in Center City, Philadelphia. I was very scared in my life. I was not in a relationship with the guy who I got pregnant by and lived with my parents and basically had nothing established at that time besides a high school diploma. I am a good person and I have worked and always did work from the time when I was 12 years old, so I did have somewhat money saved, but definitely, you know, not an amount to take care of a child. When I first had found out, I just didn't know what to do. It just, everything seemed unreal, and it was just probably one of the scariest, most unforgettable days of my life. I remember what I was wearing, where I was at, and every detail about that day. It's just a life-changing experience and something that you will never forget. And being so that I was 19 even adds a lot more mixed emotions because I wasn't with somebody, I wasn't established, I was fresh out of high school, and I was in the process of building a life for myself. At that time though, I decided that I was going to keep this child because I strongly believe that nobody should ever suffer or get anything taken away for something that was somebody else's choice and decision. It was a very hard decision to make. I did have thoughts of abortion, which I believe everybody has that crossed their mind, but knowing the type of person I am, I just would have never went that way. My emotions were running wild. I mean, like I said, I had nothing saved. I lived with my parents. I wasn't even with my son's father at that time, and just nothing was right. At that time, you know, getting pregnant at such a young age was definitely not the norm. It was a hard thing to do, to go and tell my parents, especially my father, that, you know, I was pregnant. Again, I'll never forget their reactions and disbelief of what I was saying. But being that I come from a very strong and close family, I remember my father's words telling me that we'll get through this. And he was the person that I was scared to tell the most. And out of that time, it was his words that I felt the strongest. And believed that everything was going to be okay, that they wouldn't allow me to fall. And it gave my doubts just a little bit more clarification that everything was going to be okay. For the first 9 months, out of the first four, I just kept forgetting I was pregnant. I mean, it just wasn't real to me. It's weird that you forget for a moment and it just comes right back. At that time, all my friends were having fun, they were living their life, going on trips, you know, just no worries in the world. And, you know, it was hard. It was hard a lot because as soon as I had to tell my son's father, I mean, he wasn't around. And, you know, my friends weren't, they were there to an extent, but they weren't around all the time. So it was just a really hard time. Physically and mentally to get through, you know, when you You're not all alone, but you feel all alone. My family was there throughout the whole time, and I don't think I could have got through it without them. Every day I was thinking about how I'm going to do this, childcare, diapers, who's going to watch my son. And I tried to continue to go to school, but that just wasn't an option. I needed to get into a job full time. Thankfully, at that time, I was working part time, as I said, in Center City at a law firm. And I had spoken with my HR department, and I was given a full time position there as being a file clerk. Now, being a file clerk, you do not make a lot of money, but, you know, I just had to start saving and preparing for what was coming in the next 9 months. It was almost time to have my son, and reality really started setting in. I was still living at my parents', and actually my parents had made adjustments to, you know, we made a couple different arrangements and moves into the house so everybody would be able to fit a little better since my new son was on the way. I had my son December 2nd, and I named him Jaden. Again, my son's father was not in the picture at that moment. It actually wasn't until after my son was born to where me and my son's father, who was TJ, developed a relationship. And that relationship was kind of rocky for many years. It was actually rocky for about 11 years. That was the total amount of time that we were together. But for the 8 years that our son was here, it still continued to be an on and off relationship. So throughout that time, I have raised my son almost his entire life by myself, with the support and backbone of my family. I don't know, it's just, you think about so many different things and, you know, the what ifs and the worries, and it's just, you know, I was just a strong believer and was told many times that you just have to believe and everything will fall into place. And at that time, and I guess at any time when you're faced with, you know, such a, you know, life-challenging scenario like that, I mean, you just don't really believe that everything's going to fall into place. But I did. I kept my head up and just lived every single day to the best that I could, and, you know, was there for my son and tried to give him all that I could. And, you know, I took advice from my parents, and, you know, being in such a close family, I mean, you know, I had a lot of help and people there to support me, which is always great.
At first, when I learned about my niece Kimberly being pregnant, it was hurtful at first. You know, family was quite upset because the fact that she wasn't married at the time and she was having some difficulties with her boyfriend. And we didn't know if this gentleman was going to be the right fit for our niece. But in the end, she was able to overcome her difficulties. She turned out to be a very responsible parent, very independent, and we're very proud of her today.
You know, the next thing you know, it's 8 years later, and I have no idea where the time went. I have no idea where all those worries went and the fear. But as each year passed, I became more established and I became more grown up. And by doing that, everything just fell into place. I now have my own house, which I never thought I'd be able to provide for my son. And it was from all the hard work and prayer and just hope and believing and just, you know, getting up every day and putting, you know, my one foot in front of the other that got me where I am today. I mean, there's many times I didn't want to go to work, or I just wanted to go out, or just wondered why me, and, you know, but that's a part of life that everybody will face, whether you're, you know, pregnant at a young age or facing any type of life's difficult situations. But I mean, the bottom line is when you're faced with that, I mean, the only way to overcome it is to move forward. It's common to have all those feelings and fears with anything that, you know, you may experience in life that's new or unexpected or challenging. But, you know, you just have to take it one day at a time. And sometimes when one day was too much for me, I'd take it, you know, hour by hour, minute by minute. And, you know, eventually those hours, minutes, and days add up. And 8 years later, I'm somewhere where I never in my life thought I'd be. You know, and I did it on my own. Of course, I had the help from my family and support. But, I mean, I got here through the strength of my son. And I never thought that I'd have any of this or be the woman that I am today. So I'm proud of myself, and I'm proud of the son that I have raised so far and how well he has turned out. And with anything else that occurs in these upcoming years or challenges that I'm faced, I just know, you know, to do the best I could do and take it one day at a time, and just know that everything will work out, and everything that, you know, is going to happen was meant to happen. So maybe I didn't follow everything by the book, but today I'm pretty happy with the way the ending turned out, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
As you can see, my cousin explained how she handled the situation that she was being faced with, and also how she expressed her emotions, how she dealt with certain insecurities, and how everything has influenced who she is today.